Good morning, mighty men of God. This is your brother Dwight, and I've got another word for you today. I was talking to somebody the other day about a very common occurrence that happens when we meet people for the first time. And in most cases, what inevitably happens after we get through the initial greeting and telling each other our names is someone will ask the question, "What do you do for a living?" Most of the time we ask this question, we're trying to find common ground, some similar interests. But sometimes what we're really asking is, how successful are you? But let me ask you, what is success? Is success the amount of money that you make, or the college degree that you have, how fit you are, or how good you look, or the clothes that you wear? When we read the Word of God, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31, the world in its present form is passing away. We also see in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, the end of all things is near. So let me ask you again, what is success when we know that the world is passing away, when we know that the end of all things is near? What is success when everything that we put our hope in this world will eventually mean nothing? My brothers, success is found in the arms of the Father. Success is being transferred from an object of wrath to an example of God's mercy, from being an offense to God to being called a son or a daughter. And on the day when all things come to an end, success is when we stand reconciled to the Father. So how do we become reconciled to the Father? When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, it says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against him, and he committed to us the message of reconciliation. And we also see in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So the next time somebody asks you what you do for a living, you might want to pause for a moment and think, I'm being reconciled to my Father. Lord, I just thank you for today, God. I thank you for your reconciliation that's found in you. I thank you that the earth and all things that we know will one day pass away. But in the end, Lord, it is you that remains. Father, would this message, Lord God, resonate with each one of these men? And Father, would you settle the matter in our hearts? Father, that we may be reconciled to you through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Father, bless these men in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.